Sunday afternoon, lady, Shirin Chavis Halvoda Shara Bitochon. It's Yom Aleph Parshas Va'era, Chav Beis Teves, January 3rd. It's Shir number 30 in Shara Bitochon of this series. January 3rd, Chav Beis Teves, Sunday, Chavis Halvoda Shara Bitochon. The learning Chavis Halvoda Shara Bitochon. Perek Dalid, where he goes through seven areas of life and how to apply bitachon. And we're towards the end of the second area, which is the relationship of having more money than you need. And he talked about you don't do hishtadlus for that, it's a waste of time. Then he talked about sometimes a person having more money than he needs because he is the conduit, the channel for supporting other people. And therefore, if he sees himself in that light, how he has to conduct himself, what should be his attitude towards them, he goes through different things that a person might be tempted to be under an illusion. If he's rich and he makes a company and he has employees, how he treats them, what he demands of them because he feels it's his money and he's being so nice and giving it to them. And really, he is just the channel through which Hashem is providing them with their services. And he has to look at himself that way. Then he says, V'yesh mibnei adam kitos, she'ena mishtadam liknos hamono v'laharbos mamono. The reason they do their extra hishtadlus that they think is working to get more money than they need is because they want to be rich and powerful and get the kavod that people give to rich people. People will give them a chashuva seat, they get a chashuva aliyah, maybe they'll name a building after them. And you never have enough money because you can always get more kavod. This is foolish. This is foolishness. It's not just wrong or usur or scuffically wrong, but it's foolish. That's a worse sin. Because they don't understand what is true covered. It's this false covered and this real covered. So they're foolish. They don't understand what is the reason, the siba of real kavod. Certainly b'olam haba. The garim lohem zeh. What is the problem? They see mashiroa mikavod ami ha'oretz l'anshei hamamon. They see people giving kavod to rich people, wealthy people. Ukvodam lohem l'tikvasam mashiyesh etzlam. So they see people being mechabed rich people, and they think, oh, I want a little of that kavod also. L'limshoch me'asher biyadam. And they, you can't really see that because it's foolishness. Vilu haskilu vehevinu, if they really thought a little, they would realize, ki'em bi'acholtam, u'kvodam lehem l'tikfasam asher yesh eslam v'limshuch me'asher biyadam. Meaning, it's not real kavod, it's fake kavod. The reason people are giving them kavod is because they want a little of these people's money to rub off on them. They'll give them a nice donation, they'll give them a job. So it's not kavod. Real kavod is when, indeed, you're worthy of kavod. But the kavod you get because people want your money is a very foolish substitute for kavod. If anything, it's the opposite. It's saying, I really wouldn't give you kavod if you'd be poor. Because you're not really a person that's worthy of kavod. You're getting kavod because I want a little of your money. And maybe I can pry some money out of you if I give you kavod. Which is really a big bizayon, if you think about it. So that's what he's saying. In fact, any rodef kavod, I always say that, Chazal say, aroides achar kavod, a kavod barakat mimenu, is not some sort of segula. But that's almost the reality, that of someone who chases kavod is really mocked by people. Because it's very noticeable to everybody that he wants to be honored. he expects to sit in a certain seat, he expects to be given a certain kibudim, and so everybody's laughing at him. So that's covered barachas mimenu, because he's doing something that makes him a laughing stock. And if he deserves kavod, he doesn't chase it. He deserves kavod. What do you have to chase it for? You don't chase it. A person's deserving of kavod if he does things that Hashem likes. Ki mechabdei achabei, the pasuk says in Shmuel. Mechabdei achabei luvoza yekolu. He who respects Hashem, someone who does the Ratzon Hashem, Mechabdai Achabei. So Hashem says, I'll be Mechabedim. He's like a worthy of respect. The only person worthy of respect is someone that Hashem says, you know, a little that he is, whether it's. There's all sorts of kavod. There's kavod abrios, there's kibud of a aim, there's kavod of a rav, kavod of a kohen, Mechibadito is a mitzvah by a kohen. There's all sorts of different elements, different levels. Different reasons for kavod, but it's all Hashem sanctioned. Then you're worthy of respect, or a person that does the Ratzon Hashem, so people respect him, look up to him. But someone who has kavod because people want to take advantage of him and get a little of his money, that's not really very respectful at all. So that's what he says. So like it calls him foolish. They're not getting kavod. Not just you shouldn't look for kavod, it's wrong, it's not good midos, but you're not getting kavod. You're chasing after something, and because you're not getting it, it's like you're getting counterfeit dollars. So you're not becoming rich when you get counterfeit dollars. So when you get kavod because you're rich, he says that's not really kavod. It's counterfeit money. Nobody really respects you. They just want your money. Now, the people who are giving him kavod because they want his money are also foolish. Everybody's foolish, says the Chavis of Lovus, which is my philosophy of life as well. Everybody's foolish. The guy that wants to be rich so that people should give him kavod is foolish, because it's not really kavod. It's really a way of prying his money out of his pocket. And the people who are doing it are foolish because that's not proper hishtadlus. They'll get whatever money. This is true about moistus, as I said at the end of last week's year. Moistus have to have bitachon also. And if you give kavod to someone that's not worthy of kavod, because you want money of him, out of him, that really is a negation of bitachon, as he says now. Vilu hishtilu vehevinu. He ain't. This is the people who are giving the amei haaretz, who are giving kavod to people to pry money out of them. Ki ain't biyacholtam v'lo b'kochom lo seis v'lo limnoa. It's not up to them if you're going to have money, if you're not going to have money. It's true about people. It's true about most of us also. Elo lemisha gazer lo habori etzlam. If there's a gzera, this is bitachon 101. If there's a gzera from Hashem that you should have this money, you'll have it, and if not, you won't have it, and you'll go stand on your head to get a guy to donate something, and if you are in touch with Midas HaBitachon, you will know that you're either supposed to get it or you're not supposed to get it. Sometimes it's wrong to give a person kavod. There's guidelines for that. Sometimes it's harmless and just plain foolish. You know, it's just, you know, and the guy's a fool for thinking giving him kavod. Lohoyu mekavim luzuloso, for lohoyu roi yes from kavod. The only person really deserving of kavod is lemisha yichaduhu habore b'mailos mishubachos. Someone who Hashem says he has these mailos, and therefore you have to be mechabed those mailos. Roi bavurun lekavod habore yisala, because every kavod is a shadow, is a spin-off of Hashem's kavod. Hashem is called Melech HaKavod. So you connect to Hashem, you have kavod, deserved kavod. And if not, it's authentic kavod, it's real. Kamo shekosov ki mechabdei achabed. So otherwise, the guy who wants to be rich so that he should get kavod is foolish. He's not really getting kavod. And the guys who are being mechabed rich people are foolish, because this is not the right hishtadlus to get money. If assuming they're being mechaber something that's not really worthy of covet. Now there's one area which is maybe not so clear, and that's what everybody says they're doing. And if it's true, it's true, but you have to know if it's true or not. Hashem is roel l'leilov, Hashem knows what's true. And that is, you indeed are giving kavod to someone because he's generous. He gives money to tzedakah. And you give him kavod. And maybe you have an ulterior motive because you want him to give some of his tzedakah to you. But it might not be wrong, at least. It might not, you know, the stira to be talking would be if you give someone kavod that's not worthy of kavod, which is done. As we all know, sometimes a person's not worthy of respect, and even worse than that, but they take want to pry some money out of him, so they, and that's wrong to the Chavis HaLavas, very wrong, and it's a violation of all standards of bitachon. I'm saying, you have not vanim who give a lot of money to tzedakah. And you want to honor him, and you know, and your purpose in honoring him is to get his money. That's for sure. That's why he's foolish, maybe, because he's not getting real honor. He's getting, I want some of your money, honor. But I don't know if the Chavis HaLavas would condemn the people giving him an honor. It could be sincere. He could be worthy of honor. Just like he says, who's worthy of honor? Someone that does the rest of Hashem. Someone that's, so some of Hashem, the Melech HaKavod, you mechabit someone who has milos ruchnius, milos that he is doing the rest of Hashem. That he, so someone that gives away a significant amount of his money and gives it to tzedakah is indeed worthy of kavod. Why do the meisters give him kavod? Because they want some of that money. I'm not sure if the, certainly the condemnation, I mean, well, let's put it this way. The Chavis HaLavas is just from the perspective of the people giving kavod so that they should get money. Again, he's talking about two perspectives. He's talking about the people that work more, they do more than the necessary hishtadlus because they want to be wealthy, because they want kavod, which is an insight into human character as well. He says not everybody that wants to be rich wants more toys, wants more chafetzim, wants more things. Or maybe they're already rich and they want to be richer because it's not, it's the desire for kavod is of, or power, which makes people be mechabed you too because they want you to do things for them because you have power. If you're rich, many times a rich person wields a certain amount, it looks like he wields a certain amount of power. So he says, you know, that's not proper bitachon. You're going to get what you're going to get, and you know. Now the question is, if that to condemn that behavior would only be true if it's not correct hishtadlus. Like you say, it's not correct hishtadlus if I take a job where I have to. Let's say a woman takes a job where she has to be not sneistic. This is a bad workplace, or a man takes a job where he has no time left to learn at all, and they fought, you know, he has to be there so many hours. So, or it's also not a workplace that's not exactly conducive to Yerushalayim, to say the least. So then you say, listen, this is not hishtadlus. If you realize the right interplay between hishtadlus and bitachon, so you're not going to do a hishtadlus that it's hard to fathom that Hashem is okay with this. Right, if Hashem's not in the picture, hey, I gotta earn a parnosa. What do you want from me? Right, that's, but if you are aware of the bitachon hishtadlus dynamic, so then it would be ridiculous to do a hishtadlus that's against the Ratzon Hashem, because the only reason you're doing hishtadlus is because it's the Ratzon Hashem. Right, otherwise there's not, any hishtadlus is a waste of time. So you're only doing it because it's the Ratzon Hashem that you do it, but if Hashem certainly doesn't want you to be in this situation, it's not, right, not. Yes.
But what would you want organizations and yeshivas to do? This is where they make their money. I mean, you know, these testimonial dinners and honorary things that they organize. It brings them money for boys and let's say you would have asked me, how do you, if someone wants to be rich, so how is he supposed to be rich? He has to go beyond the level of basic hishtadlus. What do you want? How else should he become rich? Which everybody who was listening to the shiurim is thinking. But the Chavi Olbaba says that it's not true. It's not true. The hishtadlus beyond the level of need, and again, need is an assayon in itself to define need. I'm not going into that, but it's a waste of time. Now, again, let's say someone is in an area which, through the channels of normal hishtadlus, it brings him money and he becomes rich, right? So Hashem maneuvers his life. So again, he's looking at the wrong end of the microscope. He thinks he became rich because he had this and this job, or because he became a doctor, a lawyer, or whatever, a real estate agent, however. And it's the other way around. He ended up with a life that led him to these things because he was supposed to be rich. Now, most those, it's the same answer. There's no different rules of bitachon and hishtadlus for most those. They go collect, they can ask people for money, and they want to honor people, so I'm saying, Chavi Halavas would say, the only thing I could condemn and say it's a very wrong hashkafa is if they honor someone who's not worthy of honor. Someone that doesn't deserve the honor. They're just doing, like the whole thing is only a way to get money from him. So I would tell them, and so that's a violation of bitachon, and it's a chilul Hashem for Moshe to do that, and Moshe's do that. And where are they supposed to get their money from? What do you mean? They're supposed to get their money from Hashem, and Hashem makes the rules. So it's not like there's two worlds, there's the world of Hashem, and then there's their world. Especially a Moshe has more of an achrayus to show bitachon in Hashem, because it's a bigger chilul Hashem if they don't. Because what's a moysid? What do you mean a moysid? You're existing to further Hashem's will in this world, whatever type of moysid you have. We're talking about a moysid of anything, from the Institute for the Blind to another yeshiva to a bigger chilul society, anything. It's a bigger chilul Hashem. You are supposed to represent Torah, you are supposed to represent Hashem, you are supposed to represent Torah values, and you're giving kavod to someone that everybody knows, fill in the blank. So we're supposed to get the money from? We're supposed to get the money from Hashem. So what I'm saying is, I could see, the Chavir Olavas, again, if you're sincerely mechabed someone that gives money, about stalker. I don't know, let's say they pay the parents of the year, right? But it's baloney, right? They're not parents of the year. You know, parents of the year and alumni of the year. Every year you have to add another award because you want more money. These moisters, you ever follow up? It's like a person saying, I took another job, or Hashem, I had money because my kid needed braces. And then they need braces because they took another job. These moises, the rules of bitachon are inviolate. They're reality. If a moised is mechabed someone for no reason other than they want to get money from him, although this is clearly a violating bitachon, and with all of their dinners and all of their honorees and all of their alumni of the year, parents of the year, second grader of the year, father-in-law of the year. They keep piling it up because they, right? Everybody's screaming poverty. They're running a deficit, right? Maybe they're doing it the wrong way. Now, I don't know what to answer. I know you can't, you know, again, it's like someone says, what are you supposed to do? I have to ignore the law of gravity. I have to ignore the law of gravity. What should I do? I have to fly to the moon, so I have to ignore the law of gravity. You can't ignore the law of gravity. The law of gravity is a reality. So even though you feel for these moisters, but you're wrong. Because you can't violate the rules of bitachon, and of hishtadlus, and of Hashem. You're fooling yourself.
What do you mean, where are they going to get money from? They ain't going to get money this way if Hashem doesn't want them to have money. That is Bitachon 101. You're not going to have a penny that Hashem doesn't want you to have. So it's,
you should not be asking, where are they supposed to get money from? You should be asking, are they within the guidelines of Bitachon or not? That is the only question you should ask. Now, if they're being Mechabed and Nadven, because he gives staka, and he's deserving of kavod. Just like any person that does good deeds is deserving of kavod. Okay. And if they have, their motive of giving him kavod is to get money from him, I don't know the answer, but it's not what the Chavis HaLovis is talking about. The Chavis HaLovis is talking about when you give kavod to someone who does not deserve kavod. What happens if they pick Mr. and Mrs. Smith? Because they're the only ones foolish to agree. And everybody else said no, and they agreed. I don't know what the answer is, but I know that the answer is, what do I mean I don't know what the answer is? They're not deserving of kavod. They're regular people, they're fine people, they're not, you know, they're good people, nice people, and you make them parents of the year. Yeah, pick them parents of the year. I don't know. They're not deserving of kavod. They're good Jews. Right? They don't do anything wrong. It's not a chil Hashem to give them kavod. They should refuse it because they should realize they're not getting kavod. Sometimes people say, I know this because I did that. I lived in Muncie for 21 years. I know how this works. Sometimes people sincerely say, it's absurd. It's not real, the recipient. They call up, hello, we're looking around for a parent of the year. Maybe you'll do it. And many times the person answers, you know, it's ridiculous, it's absurd, I feel like an idiot. But I'll do it if you think it'll bring you in money. I'll be your pushka box. Because I have friends, and I have this, and I have that. So I want to help you. And if you think I'm the right person to bring you in money, because people know me and like me, so I'm willing to be mavaza myself. That's what they say. And that some good people say that. I'm willing to be mavaza myself, making believe I'm the parent of the year, and get up there and get my picture taken, getting some stupid plaque, because it'll bring you in money. I'm willing to be mois nefesh to get you money. I don't know. The question is not how they're supposed to get money. That's not a question. They'll get money that Hashem wants them to get. They can get it a million ways. Someone could die and leave them in a will money. They're all screaming poverty despite all of their awards. The question is, what would be a violation of the rules of Bitachon? And I hold that Moisen has to be more careful because they represent Hashem. Supposedly they represent Torah values. I've sat on a Din Torah many times in the course of 21 years. I was on a Beis Din. I wasn't on a Beis Din the whole 21 years. I was on a Beis Din 15 of the years. We were tougher with Moisen than with people. Because Moses have to be more zahir not to do an avla. Moses have to be a question of a building, who was first in bidding for the building, or Moses, I argued strongly that the Moses has more of an achrayas to be squeaky clean and to be oiskahalten and to be honest and to do things with Ashkafas HaTorah has more of an achrayas than people. Because they're a moisid that stands for Torah values, and if they, it's worse if they don't adhere to it. So it's the same with Bitachon. The reason nobody cares is because people don't have Bitachon generally. People don't live with Bitachon. People don't realize what Bitachon is machayev. So they don't, you know, so nobody thinks worse of the moisid because of it. But getting back to the Etzem question, the Chavis HaLovis is for sure condemning if you give someone kavod that doesn't deserve it. If you sincerely feel he deserves kavod because he's a bal staka, and you want to be on the list, you want to be on the list of his staka moistus, that's probably okay, because it's not wrong to give him kavod. He taka deserves kavod. If you just pick two poor Nebuch people, and you say, here, you are the parents of the year, you are the alumni of the year, you are the grandparents of the year, you are the Marbitz Torah Award, you are the Rabban Cutler Award, you are the, you look, right, you go see the newspaper, the ads, and they're, no shaykhs, like, you know, okay, you know, they're nice people, wonderful people. So I don't know, that's a good question. That's a good question, I don't know. Would the Chavis HaBavlis condemn that, or would he say that's harmless, because they're not deserving of covet? But he would certainly, you know, Elamai, he would turn to the person and say, you know, you're a fool, you're not really getting covered. So if they say, we know that, and we're willing to be a pushka box for the Moisid, that's good. But if they, at least half the people, Taka, think, I'm the grandfather of the year. And that's sad. Mitzad the Moisid, I don't care that they all do it. And people don't live with bitachon either. So again, I'm saying, if the person is not deserving of covet, which happens all too often, unfortunately, that's condemned, that's to be condemned. And the Chazal Ovis condemns it. And it shows a total lack of bitachon. And it's a waste of time, because you're not going to get any money, you're not supposed to, because this is not hishtadlus. This is a chil Hashem. To give someone covet that deserves covet, and your ulterior motive is to get money, with that, you're not going to get money. You're not going to get any money that Hashem's not gozer that you should get, that you shouldn't get. That's for sure. That's universally true. With ishtadlus, without ishtadlus, that's the reality of bitachon. It's like saying, but I need to fly, so what am I supposed to do? So I have to just forget about the laws of gravity because I need to fly. So everybody would laugh. So the laws of bitachon are just as true. So we should laugh when he says, but I need money, what am I supposed to do? That's a joke. You're not going to get the money. So the question is, the question has to be, is this appropriate hishtadlus? If it's appropriate hishtadlus, then it might very well be the channel through which Hashem gives you money. That's fine. That's perfectly okay. So I would say, if the person taka deserves the kavod, you go to these gvirim who taka give a lot of tzedaka, and you make him the guest of honor, or someone that's recognized as a true chashuva person, someone that really deserves kavod. Even it could be a regular person. Sometimes parents of the year are taka nice people, good people, mechanech their children. It's like a joke, you know. Parents of the year. You want to be parents of the year, or you want to be the Byron Cutler Award? Or, like, they don't really match up the truth. They just have a list of awards they have to give out. Because each one is worth 20 pages in the yearbook, in the dinner book.
Journal.
In the journal. So they just, you know, it's like, it's a sad joke, you know. You want to be parents of the year, or you want to be alumni of the year? You just pick one, whatever you want. So I don't know. If it's harmless, I don't know the answer. Is it appropriate ishtadlus if it's harmless? But if you lose sight of the fact that even in the best oifen, that the person is deserving of covet, and you're giving him the covet that he deserves, it's still only hishtadlus, and it's still, you're only going to get the money that Hashem said you should have, and that's true by a moisa just like it is by a person. If you lose sight of that, then it's terrible. No matter what, even if it's totally okay. If you don't lose sight of it, then you'll understand you're not supposed to give covet to someone that it's inappropriate to give covet to. Wrong, chil Hashem. You will stick to giving covet to people who are deserving of covet. And if it's what I'm calling harmless, you know, stam, pick two nice people and make them parents of the year. That's a good shaila. I don't know the answer. I don't know. Is there anything wrong with that? Are you doing inappropriate hishtadlus? I don't know. Maybe there's no harm done. So you're giving them covet. They're Jews. They're frum. They're nice people. So give them a little covet. Why not? They should feel foolish. But again, if I've known people to sincerely say, I'm willing to be a pushka box, even though I know everybody's laughing at me. Because I'm not the parent of the year. Are you crazy? So, but I'm willing, you know, if you think it'll bring in money, this is my way of getting your money, so I'm willing to do it. I've been there, and people, I mean, not personally, But I mean, I've been there. I talked to me. I lived in Muncie. I know how it goes. Everybody's making dinners. You notice the change. It used to be only in the winter. Matzah Shabbos ended early. Now there's no let up. A whole year round, there's lots of malkas and dinners and Chinese auctions and all these things. So I know it's a good shaila. So the moysid should really, if they were serious about their frumkeit, about their, that they would take a look for someone at least who deserves cover for something. You know, you say, you know, he helped the yeshiva a lot over the years, or he gives a lot of tzedakah, or a very known Erlich person that is a role model for other people because he's Erlich, he spends a lot of time learning. You know, the right way to do it is to focus on that. And then at least it's appropriate hishtadlus. Then you have a chance of getting the money that you're going to get anyway through these channels, because this is the only thing you would be right about is, again, like all of Shar HaBitachon, that nowadays, because of yeshiva's budgets, let's say, or because of Moisda's budgets, so a dinner is appropriate hishtadlus. No, it's not called, the dinner itself is not over the line. No one's trying to become rich. It's a normal thing to do, and everybody makes dinners, so that's called normal hishtadlus. Okay, then you just have to watch out for who you're honoring. But the etzem making of a dinner, in that you're right, that the etzem making of a dinner would not be called over the line hishtadlus, because that's something everybody does. So it's called, it's accepted in the world as normal hishtadlus. Every moysid makes a dinner, let's say. If it's true. So if it's true, then it's anachanami. Then the etzem making of the dinner is not upgefrecht, is not something wrong. Then you have to just do what? You watch who you machabit. But the person should feel foolish. And okay, I'll say 25% of the time they do. And they're willing to do it. Okay. Anyway, so he says, "Umitnesha sochlu amehores mechabdam bali hamoma besivus hakavod," because these foolish amehores are mechabed people because they think they'll get some money. Hosif lahamabori sichlus besivus bakosholsam, so they end up falling all over themselves to honor this person who's not really worthy of honor. V'noflu b'hishtadlus gadol v'yigiyu abakol yameyim. This is like the guy. Same rules. The guy that's supposed to have a certain amount of money, it was Nigzar and Rosh Hashanah. He could work extra hours, he could take a second job. V'tem gunish helfen. Everybody know Yiddish here? V'tem gunish helfen. Mr. Nussbaum. V'tem gunish helfen. Right? Okay, so we applaud him. What we're learning, though, I have to add to the story. That's wonderful, and it's fantastic. But what we're learning is that he did not lose $1 million. He wouldn't have gotten that $1 million. Or if he would have gotten it, there would have been a fire, and he would have needed $1 million to rebuild. That's what we're learning in Shar HaBitachon. I just want to focus. I want to focus the class, please. So it's a good story. I want to focus the class on Shar HaBitachon. What we're learning in Shar HaBitachon is that he didn't lose the money. That's what we're focused on. And if he would have gotten the money, it would have been fapatert in other things. The government, the IRS would have come in and give him an audit. Who know? You don't get the money you're not supposed to get. He was oymed b'nisayon, and he didn't, That's exactly the Chavis Halavolus's point. If he would have honored her, he would have lost his olam, so to speak. He would have done something inappropriate against the Ratzon Hashem. And this is exactly the Chavis Halavolus's point. This is what you have to hear. He wouldn't have had the. It's not like he would have had $1 million. You're not going to have the money you're not supposed to have. When you steal money, you don't have more money than you were supposed to have. All you did was you messed yourself up by doing an Aveira. You don't even have the money. That's why he calls it foolish. Because all this picking perfect word. He doesn't say he's a Russia. He might be a Russia. He's foolish because he's not gaining anything. Okay, but it's a wonderful story in Yashikoyach. I want to focus the story through the lens of Shar HaBitachon. They're not thanking Hashem. This is always the prism through which the Chavis Halavolus views everyone's basic obligation in Avodas Hashem, to thank Hashem for everything He has given them. You're more apt to end up with what you want if you walk the straight and narrow and you serve Hashem, then if you go look in other pastures to get money that in inappropriate ways, because it's all coming from Hashem anyway. And those are the inviolate rules. So you're either going to have the money or you're not going to have the money. And woe is to you if you have the money and you end up not having it anyway because you weren't supposed to have it and you acted inappropriately or even worse, in a forbidden way, in order to try to get it. Okay. So he's finished. This was the topic of people who want to be rich because they want kavod. He's still in number two on his list of seven things, how to act with bitachon in seven scenarios of life. So he's still in the second one, which is having more money than you need. People who are trying to get more money than they need. They get more money. Hashem gives them more money, not because of their extra hishtadlus, but through the channels of their extra hishtadlus. They were supposed to have that money anyway. The mehem mishiagi aleim b'derech hayirusha v'adoyim alazeh v'yachshov, and then he makes the tragic error of thinking ki hasibos chivulo azeh, that these channels were the cause of him having the money. And everybody says that. Everybody is thinking, don't be ridiculous. Of course he became rich because he was a good stock trader. Of course he became rich because he had a high-paying job. So you don't have to deny the reality. You don't have to say that the person stocking shelves for minimum wage in Best Market stands as much of a chance as being rich as the brain surgeon. You don't have to say that. What you have to say is that this person is supposed to have X amount of money, and this person is supposed to have Y amount of money, and therefore Hashem maneuvered this one's life so that he should be a shelf stacker in Best Market, and this person's life, you have to look through the correct end of the telescope, as I call it, and this person's life made him into a brain. He became a brain surgeon, and because he was supposed to have more money. He doesn't have more money because he's a brain surgeon. He became a brain surgeon because he doesn't have more money. And Lu Yitzuya, the guy that's stocking shelves, is supposed to be comfortable in life or even rich, but for other reasons of Hashem's master plan for the entire universe and the entire history of life of Bryas Shamayim Ba'aretz, this guy is supposed to stock shelves in the supermarket. We don't know Hashem's chishbainus. He'll get a Yerusha, or he'll, don't worry about him. He'll get the money. He'll get a Yerusha, or he'll save money and he won't have any extraneous expenses at all, or he'll win the lottery, or he'll get,
people give him presents, his relatives, his uncle will give him presents, this one will buy him a house, and this uncle will offer to pay for the wedding, and he'll be Sameach Pechelko, and he'll be an Oshir, and he'll have a wonderful life with the stocking shelves. Don't worry about him. Hashem works things out. It's not... So if you have trouble believing that the guy stocking shelves will ever do more than barely make ends meet, if you have trouble believing that, so just think, don't lose sight of Shar HaBitachon. Just think that whoever is supposed to have a life where they barely make ends meet became a shelf stacker. Okay? This way you'll be happy. The shelf stacker won't be able to do more than barely making ends meet, but at least look at it with the right hashkofa, that's why he's a shelf stacker, not the other way around, that he only has enough money to make ends meet because he's a shelf stacker. Hashem has many ways to give people money. Or, plenty of rich people who lost all their money overnight, like nothing, and they're giving packages for Shabbos, what's it called? I can tell you the buildings, the big fancy houses we used to leave boxes by on Thursday night. Big fancy houses, a lot. But it is not that rare that the people, again, Monsanto, big fancy houses, they're getting the Shabbos packages. They're getting Shabbos packages. So, not everything is what it seems. Okay, we'll stop here.